Hi, all, and welcome to another episode where we bring you expert perspectives on the impact of COVID-19 on cardiometabolic health. I am Shpatim Karandria, the Scientific Director for Cardiometabolic Health Congress. In this episode, Dr. Keith Ferdinand, a member of our Senior Planning Committee and Professor of Medicine at the Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans, discusses whether ACE inhibitors and angiotensin receptor blockers should be withdrawn in patients with COVID-19. And this is a very interesting topic that has gotten much attention recently, and Dr. Ferdinand reminds us why it's important to always follow the evidence. So I hope you find it useful, and thank you for listening.
I'm Dr. Keith C. Ferdinand, Gerald S. Berenson Endowed Chair in Preventive Cardiology, Professor of Medicine at the Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans, Louisiana, United States of America. I would like to discuss with you today the question, should inhibitors of the renin-angiotensin system be withdrawn in patients with COVID-19 caused by the virus known as SARS-CoV-2. Recent data have suggested that there may actually be an interaction between the use of ACE inhibitors and angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors as a potential risk factor in patients with coronavirus disease known as COVID-19. The potential mechanism suggested has been the upregulation of ACE2. Much of this speculation was based on a preliminary hypothesis published in the British Medical Journal by Sommerstein and Grani. However, it is possible that concluding that ACE inhibitors and ARBs are potentially harmful in patients with COVID-19 is premature and perhaps may lead to the unintended consequence of patients being taken off potentially protective medications. Looking at some of the more recent human studies, analysis of patients from China, where the outbreak of COVID-19 was first described, does indeed suggest that diabetes, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease are highly prevalent among patients with COVID-19. Combining all forms of these comorbid conditions may roughly increase primary outcomes 3 to 4 times. These patients often are treated with ACE inhibitors and angiotensin receptor blockers, along with mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists. The hypothesis was also driven by the fact that the virus that causes COVID-19, known as SARS-CoV-2, appears to utilize ACE2 receptor as the viral cell entry point. ACE2 catalyzes the conversion of angiotensin 2 to angiotensin 1 to 7. Angiotensin 1 to 7 acts as a vasodilator and appears to have protective effects in the cardiovascular system. It's been suggested, therefore, by upregulation of ACE2, renin-angiotensin system agents, including angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors and angiotensin receptor blockers, may actually increase the risk of cardiovascular disease in patients with COVID-19. Nevertheless, actual levels of ACE2 in organs of the heart in patients who have been administered ACE inhibitors and ARBs, while suggesting an increase in ACE2, have not been demonstrated to be directly related to damage to the cardiovascular or pulmonary system in patients with COVID-19. There is no data with a proven causal relationship between ACE2 activity and the activity of COVID-19 and mortality. Furthermore, there may not be evidence that ACE2 is actually mandatory for the outcomes related to COVID-19 infection. And COVID-19 has been observed in some cells which express low levels of ACE2, and in some cells that actually lack ACE2. It is perhaps possible that the lethal outcome of COVID-19 is mostly driven by severity of the underlying lung injury versus the degree of ACE2 activity. Furthermore, there is at least one hypothesis that renin-angiotensin system modulators, specifically ACE inhibitors and ARBs, may actually be somewhat protective in patients with COVID-19. In the original reports from China, there is no clear relationship between ACE inhibitors or ARBs, since these data were not reported. Furthermore, ACE inhibitors may actually help protect against some of the deleterious effects of the virus in both the pulmonary and cardiac system. While all of these are hypotheses, it is well advised for clinicians to stick with what we know. There is abundant and solid evidence of the mortality benefits of RAS inhibitors in patients with cardiovascular disease, specifically for patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, ACE inhibitors, ARBs, and mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists are the cornerstones of a reduction in mortality. And discontinuation of these medicines, especially in patients with prior heart failure, may lead to a deterioration or a decrease in cardiac function and more heart failure morbidity and mortality. Furthermore, ACE inhibitors and ARBs remain standard in the treatment of hypertension, especially after a myocardial infarction. So based on the current available data, in view of the overwhelming evidence of a mortality reduction in cardiovascular disease with ACE inhibitors and ARBs, they should be maintained, although perhaps not initiated, in patients with COVID-19. Withdrawal of ACE inhibitors and ARBs may actually be premature. In view of the controversies that have abounded, major organizations now are making recommendations for clinicians. The Council of Hypertension of the European Society of Cardiology on March 16, 2020, released a position statement on the continued use of ACE inhibitors and ARBs in relationship to COVID-19. They suggested that the idea that ACE inhibitors or ARBs have potential adverse effects in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 has not been proven. And at this particular point, ESC stresses that it is speculation and perhaps unsafe to remove ACE inhibitors and ARBs in patients who have blood pressure and heart failure well controlled with these agents. On the contrary, they specifically suggest that there may be some evidence from animal studies that these therapies may actually be protective against serious lung complications of COVID-19. 2 days later, on March 18th, the Heart Failure Society of America, the American College of Cardiology, and the American Heart Association released a joint statement similar to that from the ESC. They also suggested that ARBs and ACE inhibitors were beneficial for heart failure, hypertension, and ischemic heart disease. And they suggested that more urgent and detailed research was needed before removing patients who are well controlled on these particular agents. Perhaps in patients who are very ill and hemodynamically unstable, initiation of ACE inhibitors or ARBs would not be worthwhile. But in patients who have been well controlled and stable with hypertension and heart failure, especially in high-risk patients with ischemic heart disease, there is no evidence at this point to withdraw or remove ACE inhibitors or ARBs in these patients. This is Dr. Keith C. Ferdinand from the Tulane University School of Medicine, Tulane Heart and Vascular Institute.